This is the synth. Davening Symphony of Sound. This is the synth David Symphony of Sounds. This is the synth David Symphony of Sounds.
It's a collection of things to listen to. A cheek for your ears, hopefully.
Have a listen to the first movement.
Interesting. I've never quite thought about what it's like to live in St. David's. So my experience in St. David's, I'd say, is a very domestic one. And the view from my window, actually, yeah, one thing, so it's sort of a mystery of St. David's to me, is outside of my window, I can see this old, it looks like an old sort of barn or small warehouse of some sort. And I'm convinced that there's a boxing club in there, but there's absolutely no signage. So occasionally around sort of 8 p.m. every so often, obviously not in Corona times, there'll just be this sort of crescendo of shouting and grunting and the sound of sort of things being whacked about. And then that'll rise up for about an hour and then dissipate again, almost like some sort of terrible uber macho evening song. But I've never quite figured out what's actually going on in that barn.
Come on!
Come on!
Bangladesh. Yes. I just accompanied my husband just soon after we got married, because that time we had liberation period in Bangladesh. It was East Pakistan, Pakistan.
Oh, yeah.
So I had to come just soon after the liberation break.
You don't remember the
1971. I came along. My husband he came to England. The first time he went to Cambridge as a student, but unfortunately he didn't carry on because of the financial difficulties. And after that he didn't like Cambridge, so he looked for the nice, quiet place. He traveled all over England. Then he liked Exeter, and from 67 he moved from up north. And since then he was here, so that's why I came to Exeter. Not my choice.
It's not your choice. It's a good choice, Exeter.
It is.
Just on Bonhay Road, and I've just been talking to two guys in orange who didn't want to go on the record, but in actual fact were adjusting the sluice gates on the River Exe to make sure that there wasn't a big flood further down the river. Wow, what a responsible job.
Used to be what we call it, the coal yard, because that's near enough where most of the coal merchants in Exeter were based, right up to Central Station. There was a timber place up there. This is it. Coal trucks could be shunted back in all the sidings down there, and every coal yard at their own little pace, and they shovel the coal straight out of the truck, weigh it, bag it on their little carts and lorries, and off they go delivering it. But that's why it was called the coal yard, because there was coal depots all over the place. Of course, then they distribute out to all the different parts of the city and beyond. Everybody had their own round. I can't think of anywhere else where there was such a concentration of coal people as what there was up there. But yeah, there was sidings everywhere, good sidings, all behind Lowenor Street. It was all railway sidings where they used to keep the coaches or wagons or whatever they had to shunt back. You just imagine, back in those days, everything was steam. So you had two men in the fire engine, then you had a guard. So that's three people on every train. Then you had shunters and wheel tappers and all the people that cleaned the carriages. Down the other side of Queen Street, all that yard down through there was all side ends and big warehouses, because everything came by rail. So the goods wagons would back up alongside the warehouses, the doors would open, and all the blokes would unload crossing Blackwall tin soup and all that stuff and store it in the warehouse. Then it would get delivered by the little lorries that they had. Have you ever seen any of the old lorries that they had? Little three-wheelers, just like that. Yeah, the cab. Yeah. The cab in the front was a little three-wheeler. And it would turn around out there without any trouble. Yeah. Because the wheel in the front sort of went right around. Yeah, it was a little Artec. And, they didn't need to reverse around anywhere. They just turned and went down the road again. But that's how it was. Everything was came by rail, and then it was the heart of the community because it employed so many people.
When we first came here, we were cold and we were clear, with no colours in our skin. So we let the stranger in.
It's not going to be very long, what I can think of. I'm new to Devon, new to Exeter, new to St. David's. But when I came for my interview at the community centre here, I walked in and I felt like I was having a warm hug. And that felt great. And I knew it was going to be the place for me. So it was pretty brief, but it was still quite an experience. I ended up moving there due to family problems, and it was great. There were so many clubs going on. I joined the singing group as soon as I could. That was great as well. I've been there. I still go even now. Well, obviously not now due to COVID, but still. There's like little flatlets and things, so I had my own little kitchen in there, which was great because sometimes I don't like going down to cook on my own. I got a lot of help with like my confidence and everything as well. It was great. We used to have like loads of different events and things going on at the YM, and there used to be a lot of people around the St. David's area coming to that, and they were all really nice. Tim, actually, who helped me quite a bit, mainly with my singing confidence, which helped me with confidence with other things as well. Because I can think back on the performances I've done and go, yeah, I've done that. And like, that was great kind of thing. And it was mainly my singing that I used to struggle with. It was kind of, I lost my nan a few years back, so it's kind of, I kind of lost my confidence in that when she went, as well as quite a lot of confidence in other things as well. Because she used to be my main encouragement. Singing is a main part, is a massive part of my life. Well, music in general, but yeah, if I didn't have that, I don't think I'd be anything.
I was very curious to read that a man had been killed on the Northern Line trying to get home during one of the rush hours, and his name, I'm sure you'll be familiar with, is George Crumpet. See how soon we forget. George Crumpet died at Leicester Square, you see, and a group of people and myself have formed this society to perpetrate his name, you see, and we used to be the Free Oscar Wilde Society, but we've wiped that out now, and we're just solely concentrating on the perpetration of the name of George Crumpet, and this is our anthem. Yeah.
That was the first movement.